Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Fan Hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service. And on the line right now, the Super Bowl champion, a man who was sitting right next to Ben Roethlisberger at that incredible Super Bowl 40 reunion at Heinz Field. I called it Heinz Field. At Acrisure Stadium last Sunday.
It was Heinz Field when they won it.
Absolutely. B-Mac, Bryant McFadden back with us. B-Mac, what was that weekend like for you?
Honestly, it was amazing. Just to be able to get together after 20 years, it was amazing, man, seeing most of the guys there, most of the coaches were there, being able to reflect and reminisce and talk about memories that we endured throughout that story-filled season, and just seeing the appreciation from the fans that were there, man, it's a surreal feeling. And the thing about becoming a champion, you know, on a professional level, at some point in time in your career, you will be considered a former player, but never in your lifetime will you be considered a former champion. Once a champion, always a champion, and we were able to achieve that. And the thing about the fifth Super Bowl, which was Super Bowl 40, for us to become the first organization to get to six, the fifth had to happen. And I was just happy to be a part of that amazing group.
And so is Jeff Reed, based on some of the pictures
ask.
I saw of him, B-Mac. Yeah. He looked like he was having some fun.
B-Mac, how did he get in the very dead center of that picture, man?
Jeff Reed is going to do Jeff Reed like things. Jeff Reed, the only thing that has changed with Jeff Reed is his age. He still has a unique sense of humor, his personality, and he just fits who he was, man. And think about Jeff Reed, especially in 2005, man, he made big kicks for us.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Massive kicks, man. He came through in the clutch. And the thing I remember most about Jeff Reed, anytime there was a game-winning field goal attempt, I never wavered. I never felt like, man, he might not get it. I mean, let's go. Remember the Monday night game against the Chargers? That Monday night game against the Chargers, man, out in San Diego, man, he came in with the utmost confidence and sealed the deal for us. So Jeff Reed is Jeff Reed.
Of all your teammates who were in that picture, who looked like if they needed to play tomorrow would be out there and could get after it?
Even though he lost some weight, he's still strong as an ox. I'll say Casey Hampton.
We won't ask you about the guys that went the other way, B-Mac.
Well, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But the thing about Hemp lost weight, of course. If you haven't seen Casey Hampton, he slimmed up a lot. But he's still probably north of 280. But he's still strong. I mean, so Larry Foote was already joking about, man, Hemp, I know you done lost some weight. I believe I can slam you now. And first thing Hemp said would grab me. Try me and see.
B-Mac, in that picture, who was it, Pony, that we were laughing about was getting man spread? You know, somebody else was sitting next to them, had their legs spread. Bettis. Bettis was sitting next to whoever.
His legs were spread out, and Faneca had to get real skinny.
Yeah, B-Mac. Poor Faneca had to get real skinny, and he got real skinny because on the other side of him was Art the Second, so he can't, like, push into Art. He was in a horrible spot
then
for a Bettis former O-lineman.
Bettis had his legs all spaced out.
Oh,
there.
Bettis looked like he was in the middle seat on a plane, just
like
establishing dominance. Yeah.
Hey, that's the thing about Big Red. Big Red is no longer Big Red anymore because of your point. He can get skinny now because he lost a lot of weight sitting in that type of position.
You saw the Steelers turn in what was defensively like a Super Bowl 40, Super Bowl 43 vintage performance there, B-Mac, didn't you?
No question. And shouts out to Pony. Pony is an emotional roller coaster with Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't know.
You don't
exactly
say,
B. You're going to get.
B-Mac, that might be the understatement of the entire year by you, right?
I called it.
For fans there in Pittsburgh that listen to the Fan weekly and daily, Pony is the one radio personality where they love and they hate him all together. I know you receive hate mail weekly, Pony. It had to be
daily,
shouts out
hourly,
to Pony because you gave the affirmation
right
last week. You did. You gave the affirmation and said, this is the game that Pittsburgh is going to beat them. This is what they do. So, shots out to you. But it was a much-needed win, man. You needed to win that ball game, and you needed that defensive performance. Because the thing about the defensive performances in weeks past, they weren't delivering because they lacked talent. They weren't delivering because of lack of execution and just a lack of communication. But they got the dudes on the defense on every level. They got dudes. So that was the most confusing part about what we saw against Cincinnati, what we saw against Green Bay, where fans were, like, really scratching their head, like, what the freak is going on? But they were able to put together against the Colts. They slowed down the Colts' momentum, and they won the ball game. And like I said earlier this week, the final score, the game was not that close at all. That game was not that close based on what the final score was. Now the question is, can they take that same show last week on the road this week?
Do you think they can?
I think they can. This is a favorable matchup for the Chargers. Now, the thing about the Chargers, guys, Coach Harbaugh, in terms of just being a really, really good coach, man, he can coach football. He can coach football because they're dealing with a lot of injuries, but you can't tell. They still find ways to win. But for the Steelers, number one, without Amarion Hampton in the fold, they've had issues running the football. So now they're almost forced to be one-dimensional. And if you're forced to be one-dimensional with our edge rushers, that's not a good recipe for success. So that's why I think this is a great matchup for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And for offensively, you know, you got to protect the football and allow 8 to do what 8 has been doing.
Pony and I, though, had a bit of a debate, and I'm wondering about your perspective as a guy who actually played defense. I said, if as a fan, it would have actually been, weirdly enough, more reassuring to me to see the Steelers' defense in that Colts game just forcing punt after punt after punt, just kind of like brick-walling those guys. Like the 2000 Ravens used to do this a lot, I feel like. Versus forcing so many turnovers, just because as an observer, I think, man, turnovers are not something you can necessarily count on. A guy might drop a ball, you're not going to get a fumble, or it bounces back to the other team. How do you look at, like, that style of defense, you know, as far as is it when you're on the defense, you're like, yeah, we're going to force, you know, 4 more, 6 more next week, or are you trying to just get more stops because that's more sustainable maybe?
Well, turnovers and stops are basically essentially the same thing, right? You get your offense the football. If you force them to punt, the offense receives the football. If you force the turnover, the offense receives the football. And the thing about turnovers, they're contagious. They come in bunches. And I remember our personal goal when I was there with Coach LeBeau, our personal turnover goal was 3 turnovers a game. That's what we wanted to force. That was the goal. And if you look at some of those outstanding defenses, man, we were very, very close to doing that weekly. So what we saw last week can definitely jumpstart a consistency in turning the football over. But if you're not able to do that, you still have the mindset to be able to force the necessary punts.
Yeah.
Because what we saw last week, Jonathan Taylor was the hottest running back in the National Football League before Sunday. And, man, they effaced him out of the game plan. So that's why I said this matchup with the Chargers Sunday, it's a great matchup because they're almost one-dimensional out the gate because they can't run the football. They don't have the personnel to do so. And they just lost Joe Alt for the season. They're missing both tackles.
Yep.
They just brought in Trevor Penei, former first-rounder from the Saints. But, heck, he won't be as acclimated with this game, with their game plan in a week's time. So, to your question, you want both. That's what you want. You want both. You want to be able to force turnovers, but you also want to be able to force the punts. So what happens if the Steelers are not forcing the necessary turnovers? Remember, against the Patriots, they had 5 turnovers, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
And we won that ball game. Now, we saw we had 6 last week. Are they good enough to still be dominant if they're not forcing the turnovers? I think so.
How about the decision to not do anything at the trade deadline? DK Metcalf came out this week and said, hey, eventually they're going to have to respect the other guys in this offense. I don't agree with that. Those guys got to do something to cause the defense to change up what they're doing and not double-team DK Metcalf. I wanted help. I thought Shaheed or Myers would have helped, and it wouldn't have taken a lot to get him, B-Mac. What do you think?
No question. And this is what I heard. Now, you got your guys, you know, you guys' boots are on the ground there in Pittsburgh, so probably you got more information than I do from afar. But what I heard was Omar tried to get Shaheed, and Mickey Loomis allowed Shaheed because the compensation was basically the same. So whatever Seattle was offering, Pittsburgh was offering the same thing. And now, this is what I heard. I don't know how true it is. I'm just telling you what I heard. But Shaheed, Mickey Loomis allowed Shaheed to pick which team you wanted to go to. And I heard he decided to go with Seattle.
Well, he played for the offensive coordinator, and Kubiak was in New Orleans with him, so that would make sense.
Which would make perfect sense, right? So Omar tried. Unfortunately, the player he identified as that one missing piece decided to go elsewhere, to go to familiar into a more familiar situation, which you can't not. So to answer your question, they tried. From what I heard, like I said, you know, you guys can go ahead and do your due diligence to see how concrete that is. But that's what I heard. And we've already we knew they were trying to get wide receivers. I mean, they were trying for a long, long time to get wide receivers. So the question is, who can step up outside of DK Metcalf, outside of the tight ends? We don't know. Calvin Austin is serviceable, no question. But we need more. We need more. Can Roman Wilson bounce back from last week, right, the turnover? Can he bounce back? Now, I'm going to throw out a name that I think could emerge, especially in the month of November, late November, early December, that could actually help us out. That's MVS, Marcus Valdez-Scantling. I think he could emerge to be a playmaker once he gets accustomed to this playbook and already being familiar with Aaron Rodgers, because there is a need at the wide receiver position. Omar tried. We struck out. Now we got to go to battle with the guys in the locker room.
Man. Do you believe in Roman Wilson? Like, Mike Tomlin, I thought it was interesting, B-Mac. He gets asked about, or he lumps Wilson in with his skill guys and says he's largely on an upward trajectory. And then I feel like Mike, in a backwards way, only said what he said next because he actually still is optimistic about the guy. He just goes, except for the boneheaded play at the end of the game with ball security, and made it a point to say that. And I actually felt like he said it that way in a weird way because he still believes in the guy. Like, if he just didn't mention him or ignored him altogether, I would feel worse about Wilson standing within the team than I do after hearing that.
I take it as twofold. I take it as, yes, he still believes in him, but I also take it as his patience is starting to run short.
Gotcha.
That's what I take it as. Because to your point, he mentioned his name, but he also mentioned the negative thing that was associated with him late in that ballgame.
So he's on, like, probation, you think?
But, on the scales of these things, if you don't even get mentioned by the head coach, that's even worse, right?
Yeah, that's what I say. I take it as twofold. I think two things can be true, right? But with Roman, we need to see something, bro. We got to see something. This is year one for him, basically, because he missed his entire first year. And the thing about Roman in this situation, he didn't come into a room where it was just filled with great players. You know what I mean? I go back to my rookie year, and remember Nate Washington, who was an undrafted free agent who made the team?
Yep.
Look at the room that he walked into. You had Hines. You had Randall Well. Remember they signed Cedric Wilson over from San Francisco, a guy who could play really, really good football. You know what I mean? They had Lee Mays. They had guys already in the building. So he walked into an experienced room And these guys have shown the ability to make plays, and they have. But he got it from the muscle. When you look at Roman Wilson, especially this year, the opportunity is there. When they traded away George Pickens, the opportunity is there. For some reason, he hasn't grasped the opportunity. Is it a above-the-shoulder issue or more just
yes.
consistency?
I think so.
I don't know. You know what I mean? That's a question that I have, because he has the athleticism. He has the speed, the quickness, right, based on what he did at the combine and watching his collegiate tape. But something is not clicking for him to not get into that rotation and basically be the Calvin Austin.
Well, it sounds to me, B-Mac, like you love the Steelers in this game. They're a three-point underdog. I'm sensing you're saying, the heck with the 3 points. I'm just going to pick the Steelers to win the game outright, and you're going to give us the star of the game to boot.
I am. Like, you know, I listened to a lot of E-40 growing up. Shouts out to all the California Bay Area listeners that listen to you. Sprinkle Me was one of his hit songs. Time-a, 40 water, Sprinkle Me. Sprinkle Me the money line, man. There's good value in that. Yeah, that's good. Man, this is a matchup. This is where you got to create separation. In the words of Mike Tomlin, this is what he used to tell us all the time. In November and December, either you're thriving or you're surviving. Which team are you? The teams that are thriving in the month of November and December, they have their eyes set on the prize, which is a playoff spot. The teams that are surviving, they ain't going to get there. This is when you show that we're thriving. Take what you did last week and bring it on the road out there to the West Coast and take over. I like Pittsburgh to win outright. I don't want no points. And my star of the game. Last week, did I go offense or defense? Do you guys remember?
You said you were going to change it up. And then I think.
Yeah.
Last week, who did I go last week? Do you remember?
I think you went Boswell.
No, I didn't go Bos.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
No, I didn't go Bos.
Did you? I thought you like went with two people.
Yeah, you did. I got to go. I got to look it back up. I need to write these things down from now on.
I usually track this stuff, B-Mac.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And why you guys don't remember? You guys act like you had a few concussions.
B-Mac, if you go by me not remembering things that happen on the show, you just think that I don't actually have a brain. Pony remembers all of it, and I'm the opposite end. I'm like the dude from the movie Memento. As soon as the show's over, it's gone.
I was also in recovery from getting my nipples pierced, B-Mac, so things are kind of all blurry for me.
Oh, you know what? I got one for you.
Go ahead.
I got to go DK now. It's time for DK to do something. I just hope I'm not playing against DK in any of my fantasy leagues, but I'm calling for DK right now. DK will be my star of the game.
B-Mac, we'll be watching. We know you will, and we'll talk again next week. Appreciate it.
See you, B-Mac.
Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. How about that Saints-Steelers juicy nugget from B-Mac there? Steelers had a deal with the Saints. Saints also had a deal with the Seahawks. Pretty much the same
Shaheed,
thing.
You're free. You can go wherever you want.
Pick where you want to go, and he picked Seattle.
I'd pick Seattle, too, if I were him. Regardless of the coordinator situation, they appear to be cooking with a capital C.
You know what I say back to that?
What do you say back to that, Pony?
If the Saints GM knew that the offers were equal,
why didn't he just gas
Omar
one up?
And Omar knew that they were equal, make a better offer, so he has to trade Shaheed here. One up him.
Unless you don't want him that bad.
Let's do the Donnie football debrief next. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. Mark Cabali after that. First, a headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.